Chapter 6. The New Tenants of Cissy Villa. A month later, Lucy was in the garden of Windy Corner, hitting tennis balls around with Minnie Beebe, the clergyman's 13-year-old niece. Lucy was trying to talk to Mr. Beebe, her mother, and Freddie at the same time.
"But they are coming now," said Mr. Beebe. "I wrote to Miss Teresa Allen a few days ago. They are coming. I heard from them this morning."
"I shall not like those Miss Allens," Mrs. Honeychurch cried. "Just because they are old and silly, we have to say, 'How sweet!' And poor Lucy will have to speak to them every day."
"Who are the Miss Allens?" Freddie asked.
"They will be the new tenants at Cissy Villa," replied Lucy, hitting a ball in the air and then coming to sit with her brother.
"That wasn't the name that I heard," said Freddie. "I've just seen Sir Harry. The name of the new tenants is Emerson."
Lucy lay on her back and looked up at the blue sky.
"I know you'll think that I'm a snob, but do you know which Emersons they are, Freddie?" asked Mrs. Honeychurch.
"I don't know," replied Freddie,
who, like his sister and many other young people, did not think that one person should be more important than another.
"But they are friends of Cecil, so I'm sure they will be wonderfully rich and have good manners."
"Friends of Cecil?" said Lucy, getting up from the grass. She felt fine when she thought these tenants were coming here because of Sir Harry Otway, but she was angry now. Mr. Beebe saw it and looked at her kindly.
"But Cecil's Emersons," she said, "they're not the same ones we met in Florence."
Mr. Beebe shook his head.
"I'm sure it's not them. They were lower class, so can't be friends of Mr. Vice's." "Oh, Mrs. Honeychurch, they were the strangest people, but we liked them, didn't we, Lucy?"
Mr. Beebe noticed that Lucy's face was now very red and quickly talked on.
"The Florence Emersons were a father and a son. The son was a nice young man and not stupid, but it was the father who we loved. A lovely gentleman who murdered his wife, someone said."
Lucy got to her feet and called for Cecil. His head appeared from a window.
"Hello," he called, looking happy. "I heard you all talking. Yes, I have found tenants for Cissy Villa. Don't be angry. You'll laugh when you hear it all."
Cecil looked very handsome when he was happy, and Lucy quickly felt better.
"Freddie has told us," she said. "Naughty Cecil. But of course the Miss Allens are a bit boring, and I shall prefer friends of yours."
"Friends of mine?" he laughed. "But Lucy, that's the joke.
Do you know where I met these tenants? In the National Gallery, when I went to see my mother last week."
"What a strange place to meet," she said. "I don't understand."
"I didn't know them before then. They were looking at Italian paintings and saying stupid things. But we started talking, and I learned that they were in Italy this summer. They talked about wanting a small house outside London. The father will live there, and the son will come down at weekends. And I thought, what a great joke to play on Sir Harry. So I took their address and wrote to
But Cecil, that's wrong, cried Lucy. I think I met them in...
Of course it's not wrong. The old man will be wonderful here, and Sir Harry needs to learn a lesson. The classes should mix.
You don't know what you're talking about, said Lucy angrily. Cecil looked at her, shocked. At this moment, Lucy did not seem like a woman in a Da Vinci painting.
It's wrong, Cecil. You changed my plans for the Miss Allens without asking me. You have made me look stupid, and I am very unhappy with you.
She turned and left.